Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. I'm Anne. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship. It is April 20th, 2013. We welcome everyone here, most especially Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I'm happy to remember that we like to start our shows now with activating the light being. So shall we do that first, Ron, for everyone?
Yeah, okay. So bring it up, everybody. Scroll down on the VBS page a little ways down and bring up the light being. Here we go. So we're going to activate that. One, two, three, and there's male energy coming. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, and I'll just use stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do a little more for everybody. Let's see if we can get your room buzzing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That always feels so terrific. And just to clarify, I think this is what you've said before, but if there happen to be entities attached to a person or in their room, having that light being activated like that will get rid of them, correct?
In the room, for sure. Hanging around. To the body, it's hard to say. It could help somewhat.
Okay. The ones, if they get into you, they're a little more tenacious. Is that it?
They're living your personality. And their personality, too. So sometimes they don't want to leave. But, it can help. But in the room, definitely, when I do this, you're going to have like a room clearing for that short amount of time for the program that it's on for like an hour or so. You might just look around and you see that your room feels a little different. Plus, you're out of time. So you're in a whole different space, we'll say, because you're out of time and the timelines are not necessarily connecting to you, or at least most of them probably are not. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. That's terrific. We have several questions from the clsquestions@yahoo.com. I'm repeating that, so if anyone has other questions they'd like to type in this evening, I can check that during the show. I'm also looking at the fast chat. If you have other questions, later on we'll be going to the Lightship, so we can all look forward to that. And maybe let me just go now to some of those emails, Ron. This is a very nice one. I'll try to kind of go. It's a lovely email. It's a little long. Someone wants to say thank you to you and to the light beings for coming to our aid. Her daughter is psychic, and she had been connecting to alien energies, her guardian angel, Archangel Michael, Jesus, etc., through channeling. And once this gal, the mom, explained to her that Source is within her and taught her the mind-to-heart drop, the daughter did this and said, "Wow, I have so much light in here." And I told her she should always connect to the divine that way. All else is darkness and wants to control her. My question is, I do the mind-to-heart drop, but I have not seen anything, just silence. What clearing can make us more psychic and be able to see the light within us?
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Everybody is different, so it's hard to say what's going to actually allow you to see more. So I just don't know. I know I had some people on, I remember one person a long time ago, and they were trying desperately to see something, and took them about a year, and all of a sudden they started sensing things more than what they did before. But I can't say that doing the mind to heart drop and everything else is going to allow you to become more psychic. It's possible, but if you're feeling the peace, then that's all you really need to feel. But they don't think you want to see the critters that I see all the time. And you may not be able to go to sleep at night if you did. So I don't think I would recommend being psychic. Oh.
Right. You've talked about that before, too, Ron. A lot of New Age teachers, so-called teachers or healers, try to encourage people to open up their third eye so they can see more things, and which is, I guess, similar to being psychic. And you have always said, why would you want to do that? Because you're not really going to see anything good. You'll just see more of the darkness and what the ETs are doing, right?
Yeah, you may have a little more intuition, maybe, but you already have that with you. So just trust your spirit and trust your body. Anything outside of yourself, when you're trying to find something that's give you like an aha or something, it may not be what you really want to have or need. Just stay heart-centered and just enjoy the energy. And, you know, do the mind of heart drop to become peaceful. Everything else is, it can be a big distraction. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We talked before about doing the feet cushion clearing. I do have a few more emails, but would you like to do that clearing for everyone now?
Yeah, we did this the other night, so if anybody wants to have that experience of having the little air cushions put underneath your feet, we can do that. Here we go. Oh. Kind of concentrate on your feet if you want to see if you feel any energy changing. And you should be able to feel like you maybe weigh like 50 pounds less, that you may have a little more spring in your step. So here we go. We'll do the left foot first. And I'll do one foot at a time. That way you can see how it feels to compare. This is one way of using your body to feel something versus using your third eye to kind of look for it. Here we go. So left foot first. So stronger. I'm speeding this up, but normally I do it in about five different sections or different ways of doing it. And normally it takes five procedures, but I'm doing this all in one right now. So stronger. Oh, so it's being released now from people. Stronger. Okay, once you get up and walk, and just feel if your step is different on your left foot as you're comparing it to your right. I even feel a little off balance, I don't know, but just kind of see what you're getting, just to see. Then we'll do the right foot here.
Well, thank you for that, Ron. We would want both feet done.
So we'll see what kind of comments we get here, fast chat or even on CLS questions here. And we'll give a little more energy here. So stronger. This is left foot. Stronger. That feels much better. A lot of energy to get released before we could do this. Do it again. Stronger. That feels good. Okay. Oh, we'll see what comes through here.
Well, I'm walking around, Ron, and I definitely feel a difference between my two feet. My left foot feels much softer and much happier. So let me see what's on the fast chat. Okay. Well, we don't have any comments yet that I'm seeing, but if people feel half as good as I do, I'm sure that they're enjoying that.
Hey, so let's do the right foot.
Okay.
So here we go. It's heavy too. Stronger. Let that integrate a little bit here. We'll also do an energetic brace on us here. This is very nice. Enjoyed using this one, too. I haven't did these for quite a while. I don't know how far back. Maybe a year or two, even. Here we go. Right foot again. See if the energy has shifted here. So stronger. Stronger. Still a little dense. Stronger. 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 Here we go. Now it's kicking in. Feels good now. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Now we'll balance them both out for you. So one, two, three, four, and five. They should be pretty much equal. Oh, everybody, walk around and see how you're feeling.
That's interesting that you found it a heavy energy, Ron. I guess our feet have to do a lot of work, and it feels wonderful.
Yeah, then you have the grid line cording through your feet, you know, to keep you in that location where you're living, typically. And that may be to send energy up your body from your feet, which shouldn't be done, but that's what happens.
Right. Well, it's so interesting, Ron, that you mentioned the grid lines, because we have an email about someone thanking you for clearing the Earth grid line a few months ago. You did it on one of the BBS shows. So this person saying, I'm considering relocating to another part of the U.S. Do I need to consider things like potentiality for natural disasters and that kind of thing, or am I free to move wherever my career will be best served? And they say they believe they're moving now or feel free to move because of the grid line clearing you did. So do we need to worry about things like that, Ron, or?
I don't know about worrying. I would just, clear the grid line of where you're going and see if that feels correct to you. You might even do something to the location, the town that you're going into, clear away that energy. Then if you do move, then do the space clearing. You would do a space clearing before you get there, even. So everything is kind of up to you. I don't worry about natural disasters at all.
Okay.
That's not in my realm of experience, you know. I mean, next to a volcano doesn't really bother me too much. So, happens. So I don't allow things externally like that to bother me, so.
Okay, now I hadn't thought of clearing a grid line sort of before you get someplace. What information do you need? I mean, could I say, you know, I'm going to move to New York, for instance, and therefore I want to clear the grid line of New York City, or should
do I need... You want to get more zeroed in on a location. So if you... Remember, the grid lines crisscross.
Right.
I would guess that, you know, if you're within maybe a half a mile of where you're planning to relocate, that may work. But typically, a grid line clearing would typically, I would say, be maybe within a block or where the house is going to be located that you're going into, or apartment or something.
Okay. That's a great idea. Okay, someone else is saying on the fast chat that helped them. The grid line clearing helped her to leave Arizona. So I guess that was a good thing. And we're getting comments about people feeling really good with the foot clearing and the cushions under the feet.
Okay, so now we're going to do the energetic braces. So let's, I'm going to connect braces to, let's see here, probably your tailbone. We'll put one there, and that will allow you to maybe walk a little better. And so let's do this one first here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's like having three legs now. And we're going to put a brace up your legs now to help you out with that in case you have a problem, maybe knees or ankles or something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do one on your shoulders. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. These go down to the ground. It's kind of like a tripod, you know, to give you a little more stability. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do one for women, and we'll put one on your breast, in a sense, because a lot of women, you know, kind of are hunched over a little bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. This will help you get rid of some of that weight, so you may feel yourself being more erect as you're sitting or standing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Get up and walk around and just see how your body is doing. You should feel a little taller even. Not be taller, but you should feel like you're more, that you're taller. And if you've got a back pain, maybe some of that's released now because of that weight being taken off of your spine. Back to you, Jen.
Okay, Ron. Wow, I feel really good. I don't want to be, you know, walking around too much and get away from my computer, but wow, that really feels good. Thank you so much. That it's amazing to feel this wonderful physically, and then we still have in store our visit to the Lightship for tonight. So thank you very much. It's exciting. And I just wanted to let everyone know, I just clicked on to Ron's website, which, in case you're new, is creationlightship.com. And there is the Earth Cording Gridline Clearing, and it's a whole life clearing that you can go on there and buy for yourself and just keep that going. I believe that you did that for me, Ron, when at the same time we did our 4-in-1 clearing. You did that in person over the phone. So that is still a possibility, too, right, if people wanted to do that with you in person?
Yeah, just give me an email and send your phone number, yes.
All right. Okay, so we have another email, and I thought that this might lead to some, you know, clearings that we could do tonight. We don't like to bring up, you know, issues that are happening in the world too much on our radio shows, I know, but we have an email here. I tried to avoid the news about what happened in Boston, but could not. Why does our culture and media focus on drama and tragedy so much? Can you please clear us of media images and information? So I don't know if perhaps we could do some timeline crashes or just...
I'll do a few timeline crashes, but we do have that media clearing on the website,
right.
So that's what you really want to go to. But I'll do three situations that you looked at or was presented to see. So here we go. First one, you need to select it yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9 and 10, that's a timeline crash. There could be a lot more of those. Okay, the second image that you are bringing up now about what's going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And third one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, there we go. That should help you out. But to do go on that media clearing, if you're interested in having the stuff released more fully, you know, from you. Back to you, Ann.
Excuse me. Well, I was thinking too, Ron, that in addition to the timeline crashes, and thank you very much, I felt like something released for me there too. I also did see a couple of images that I, you know, wished I hadn't. Could we do a sample of the emotional body and mental bodies for people?
We'll do mental first. Oh, here we go. This should help balance you out somewhat. So think of maybe the same situation since we're dealing with troubles. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's help you out mentally a little bit there. Now we'll do emotions. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is your emotional body. Then what's your mental body? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. To Marianne, just send me an email, Marianne, with maybe your phone number or something, and I'll connect with you. So let's go to the light ship, I guess. If you're ready for that now. Oh,
wonderful!
Everybody.
Choose one physical healing. I'd like to write it down and focus on that, and the light beings will help you clear it. And do we want to take requests, Ron, if people have a room that they want to go into?
Yeah, I'll do maybe half a dozen requests here.
Okay, I'll keep watching.
Okay, so here we go. Maybe you can send it over on Messenger there or something.
Yeah.
That up. So here we go. This only works live on the Saturday night programs. If you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. Now, the clearings, healings that I do during the programs will work for a specific type of clearing 5 times. If you hear 5 shows throughout all the years that we've been on BBS here with an emotional clearing, then it will work 5 times on the archives. After that, it will not be available to work. It's just true with all the different clearings. So here we go. Of what you want to have cleared, one particular healing, and bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. So think of them too. Here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, and we'll first go into the room. We'll go into the room with the polar bears. So, do they come? I'll bring the energy in by using the word stronger. So stronger, and request your one healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll go into another location. We'll go into the room with the butterflies. And again, request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to go into a room that has the frogs. Again, request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And go into the centrifuge room. It'll help to eliminate negative patterns, addictions, and things that you're already experiencing, but you need a little more focusing on it. So here we go. What you want to have released. So use the word stronger. Room is spinning. May feel energies leave you. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay, and go into the room with oxygen. So here we go. This will be one to help out your body. One, two, three, four, five. I'm going to inhale, exhale. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another room, a panda room, so where the pandas are. And request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Go into a room that, we can use this to help us with our joints. So if you have any joint problems, stiffness or something, we'll go into this room right now. We do a lot on the call, which will be tomorrow, the 8-hour call, getting rid of critters out of your joints that are living there. Just a little sample here. So here we go. For flexibility coming our way, I hope. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's see how your body's doing now. And go into the bumblebee room. These are large. We can ride them if you wish. Buzz around. Here we go. Here comes the bumblebee. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into another location, and we'll go into where they have the birds. This is the birdie room. So here comes the birds. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into a couple more rooms here. We're going to the room with the unicorns, so here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get some of that nice honey. Be on your finger. So it'll go into your mouth on the light shift, and you might feel your saliva changing as you have some of the light shift nectar there and honey. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we'll go into the room with the whale energy. This will be the golden whales and also the black whales. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, come. This will be the last room for tonight. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Dope. So to come back from the light ship, our animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, and plants are coming with us now, coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, turn it back over to you.
Wow, Ron, that just was wonderful. Thank you so much. And again, if you can get on the 8-hour call tomorrow, it's 8 hours on the light ship and 8 hours of healing. It's fabulous. And just to remind everyone, you can go to creationlightship.com and do a whole life emotional body and mental body clearing. And I recommend both of them very highly. I do each one of them every day for myself. And it has changed my life and improved my life. So you'll really, really appreciate if you go and do those healings. You're going to feel really good. Okay, we have one more email, Ron. One more question. It's kind of interesting. There are decades or eras that have energies. The 20s, the 30s, the Great War, the war years, the prohibition era, the Mad Men era, etc. Are there entities or ETs that are keeping these energies alive? For instance, was that their era, so they want it to continue, or those energies to continue? And then could you do a clearing of some of these decades, like the energy of the music, the clothes, the architecture of the time, and that kind of thing? I kind of know what they mean. It's like if you think about the 20s, you kind of feel an energy that it was different than the 30s, which was different than the 40s, et cetera.
Okay, well, we can try that here. So
I don't know how far back we need to go. I remember quite a few of these decades. But
okay, so we can start with, I would guess, maybe the 20s. That's kind of a good year. Yes, maybe some people who have been born in the 20s. It wasn't me, but anyway. So, growing 20s here. So we're going to clear some of that energy if that's attached to you. Remember, just that it's there is one thing, but are you connected to that particular, time frame? So here we go. You're seeing your genetics, unless your parents just landed here. And you're the first generation. But typically, you know, you have a lot of stuff stored in you. So here we go. Let's release this here. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And boy, that's pretty strong. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll go to the 30s. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now the 40s. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and now we got the 50s. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the 60s, all you young people there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what are we at? 70s now, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, that's pretty heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that's pretty heavy. So if you're living somewhere, you may want to do the grid line clearing. I don't know. That's pretty heavy. So you may want to clear the grid line of 1970 where you're living, possibly. Let's go to 80s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the 90s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do 2,000 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll now go to current here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, well, that feels weird. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of sideways energies here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Well, you may have had images of something, possibly, or maybe you know about something in that time frame. For myself, when I was growing up, by high school, I was helping people restore old cars. So we're working with the Model Ts and the Model As. Worked on a 36 Ford Roadster and then 40 Fords and things like that. So, I picture those eras as cars. But you may have other situations or energies that you relate to. So, back to you.
Wow, that really cleared me out, Ron. That was wonderful. I feel just really, really centered and like my mind is completely blank now. So that felt really good. Someone mentioned on the fast chat the Victorian era to clear that. I think that's the 1800s. And it's
that. Sure. Here we go.
Okay.
Let me sit back, see what happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, let's do one of the years that body may have been tortured. We'll do a couple of them. We'll do one from harsh weather. And typically I would assume that harsh weather would be maybe where it's really, really cold out, and maybe something happened where, you know, it was a bad situation, maybe, you know, freezing. So here we go. Take away one of these energies, and this, I don't know what year it's going to be for you. We'll do that. So here we go. One, two, this will probably be your worst torture that you had as far as the body being tortured by the climate, the weather conditions. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Body kind of hurts in a certain location. That means you may have had frostbite or something happened. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do torturing of maybe being put on one of those stretchers or something, you know. You know how they like to torture people. So probably still going on, but being your maybe genetic distant past here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, it's heavy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, if you do feel something and it feels awful, you may want to get into, maybe do the special clearing for this one here. The special one is mainly designed for like a physical problem or condition, but if you do feel something in your body, you could probably use that clearing to help yourself out in case you are sensing or feeling something going on. Well, back to you, Ed.
If something struck somebody, you know, as you were doing it tonight, would timeline crashes be good? For instance, just put in frostbite and do some timeline crashes? Would that be helpful? Or torture?
Now, for right now, that would work. You know, because you are experiencing that in your body, but that may not clean out your genetics from the far distant past, where the special clearing could do that as a whole lifetime one. It would probably go back further, maybe through the seven generational clearing on that, but I would probably do the special one. The timeline crash may work as a Band-Aid. Remember, you have it stored inside of you, so it just came up. So it could help to eliminate that problem, but it probably goes much deeper than that. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay. And I was wondering, back to the timeline crashes for a second, if you have an issue like you procrastinate or you're very impatient, can you put in an emotion or a pattern maybe that you have like that, just like that on a timeline crash page, on the timeline crash page, or do you need to have a specific incident more? Like if I feel like I'm always procrastinating, if I put in procrastination, would that be helpful?
Well, that I think that would probably work because it is kind of, you know, it does boil down to some kind of emotional energy, I think. So, yeah, you could probably put it in there.
And what about the natal barcode for something, for an issue like that? Might that be a barcode that could be cleared?
Yeah, it could be one that's put on you to cause you to do that if you can't get yourself away from it. From there, they want to, you know, maybe even check out the self-empowerment clearing to see if any of those take it away. you're just responding to, you know, a situation of procrastination, but there's probably a reason why that's happening. So, boy, it's hard to say how to approach that one. But I think what you stated was probably pretty good.
Okay.
If anybody else has an idea, you could put that on the fast chat. That would be great, too. Maybe they already did something and it helped them out. So let's see what happens on fast chat. Back to you, Ann.
Yeah, I do think that as we do our clearings more and more, then things become clearer to us that are issues. And, you know, it's good. It's not like you have a million issues or you don't know what's wrong anymore. You can kind of say, oh, I see a pattern here, or that I'm doing something or making the same mistake over and over. And that's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to clear yourself more specifically. Okay, let's see if we have any questions. I'm not of identification. Okay. All right, I think it would be great to do a couple of more healings, Ron, before we're getting near the end of the show. I think it's probably a little late for a lot of people to do the I now increase my life force energy, because people might get too amped up before sleep. But what about just doing the mind to heart drop for everyone? That always feels good.
Okay, so here we go, mind to heart drop. This you should be doing yourself all the time. So if you're new and you want to know what it's about, this is allowing your spirit to take your thoughts, which are darkness. Remember, each time you think, you're judging the light, because the light is a non-judgment. So it's a little hard for people to understand that. When you do become more heart-centered, then all of a sudden your whole body resonates. And then you're in a whole different system. You're in source energy versus mind energy. And naturally, the energy of mind energy is always duality. When you get into your heart, then you have a lot of discernment, and you probably won't be able to judge anything. That's one way to realize and to understand that darkness judges and always talks to you, and source energy doesn't use words. So once you understand that, then you can also look at other people who are doing different modalities of healing or channeling or whatever. You realize that even though they're saying they're using some type of particular name of some deity out there, that that's the one from the darkness, because the light can no longer bring it through. It doesn't work that way. So here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud to do this. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. That's when you're in your thoughts, and you're not going to be doing this exercise bringing light to you. You'll be in the light of the darkness with your spirit. Your spirit will be cloned, copied, to think that you're connecting there, but you won't be. You must say it out loud. So here we go. Dropping down, I count from 10 to 1. A lot of people like to feel the energy as it drops down. You could do it in less time if you wish, but I always do it from 10 to 1 because people can actually feel their thoughts sometimes move down into their heart center. Then you're in peace. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And kind of think a thought now. It may not be there, or if it is, it's just going to be very little. We'll do it again. And in your spirit, to take your thoughts from your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Ann. That feels very good to me. Our show is about over almost, so maybe you could talk about the 8-hour call tomorrow. Just sign off here.
Okay. Yes, if you can possibly join us tomorrow on an 8-hour Creation Lightship healing call, do yourself that favor. It's terrific. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's tomorrow, Sunday, the 21st of April. And all next week, starting on, is it Monday? No, Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time, Ron has healing calls. They're an hour long, and you also go to the lightship on each of those. The Wednesday call includes the water charging, and I recommend them all just very highly. And thank you all for being here tonight. I feel wonderful, Ron. I'm so relaxed from the mind-to-heart drop and all the wonderful clearings you did tonight. So thank you very much, and we'll say goodnight now.
And we do have one clearing up about the barcode. So if you do have, you're talking about a situation of procrastination, we do have that special barcode up. This is the reoccurring problematic event barcode. So if you do have things that keep happening in your life over and over and over again, and you don't know how or why, you have a barcode on you to keep you stymied. So that's the reoccurring problematic event barcode. Oh, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
On BBS on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.